Hardly. Okay, the question was, if someone breaks into a computer system, can the system administrator capture the information, do a sniffer, for example, capture their information and then turn it over to law enforcement? Is that accurate? The answer to that is the thing they teach you on your first day in law school. It depends. The statute gives the system administrator the right to do whatever they need, by and large. Now, remember, this is, we're talking real thumbnail law here. There are always exceptions to anything, as you heard earlier today. But the rough answer is the statute specifically gives system administrators, network operators, who have the responsibility for keeping it running, the ability, the legal right to do whatever that takes, including watching incoming keystrokes. Now, in the famous Legion of Doom case that was prosecuted out of Atlanta, Georgia, that was actually done. There were some keystroke captures going on, but at that point the law was so new that the prosecutors did not want, basically, that evidence because they didn't need it. They didn't use it in a way that I think today we'd all be much more comfortable with. Now, there are some states. Now, remember, states all have an equivalent of the ECPA. There are some states that might require the system administrator to insist on a subpoena or a search warrant. Some states would actually require a search warrant if it's personally identifiable information.
We don't have an ECPA here in Nevada because nobody's gotten PO'd yet. So,
Is it legal to wiretap?
Wiretaps, Nevada's an odd state for a lot of reasons, but one-on-one conversations, I'm fully free. It's one-party consent. So if I'm talking to you in the privacy of your home and you say, let's go blow up the World Trade Center, man, I can tape that and use it. Telephone communications, on the other hand, is a two-party consent state. So except answering machines, and that's another story. Up here in the front row. Well, you know, I helped write the Nevada law this last session, and we said it's against the law to hack into a system. There's no exception in the law if you're hacking your own. That's an interesting. We hadn't considered people hacking their own systems, so I kind of doubt a prosecutor would do anything with that. But that's an interesting point. Of course, in Nevada, it is against the law to commit suicide, so we will prosecute you if you do that. Oh, hey, that guy knows all about meth. What, you have a question?
The federal statute uses the word intercept and defines it quite clearly as capturing. It doesn't say you have to understand it, and in fact, there's a portion of the statute that was added to the original wiretap statutes when the ECPA, the first version of it, was enacted. If you, for example, if we had a legal wiretap order in Arizona, a court-supervised wiretap order, if some gibberish comes across the line that we can't understand, the statute actually allows you to grab it and intercept it and then do after-the-fact minimization, which means that you can't use it or listen to it or display it or send it to people and disclose it if it's not relevant to what the court has ordered you to have. But we can capture it and then decipher it later, basically. I should have mentioned earlier in the ECPA that there are three crimes. One is interception, two is disclosing, and three is using. So if Newt Gingrich hadn't been a politician, he could have gotten rich off the press people who disclosed what his statements over the cell phone were, maybe. We're all arguing about this, because the statute does not have any press exception in it. If a reporter hacks into your stuff or tape records you in such a way that it's a violation of the statute, we're all debating this, but there's nothing in the statute that says there's a First Amendment press exception. The statute's quite clear. It's very, very sharp, pointy teeth and very strict definition. So it'll be interesting to see if that happens. But Newt obviously wasn't going to take on the press. But at $10,000 per offense, he could have been very, very rich if he had won that issue.